Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. You can always tell that it's sugaring season in Vermont when you see friends dashing over to help neighbors in the middle of the night and steam is billowing out of sugar houses. Or in this digital age, you see a spate of photos posted on Facebook of your friends boiling sap. But what to do with all that maple syrup other than pouring it on your pancakes and waffles? Here to give us some idea of the other uses of maple is Candace Page, who writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick. Great to be here.
Okay. What can people do with that maple syrup other than the standard of using it on French toast and flapjacks?
Well, you and I have talked in the past about ways of cooking with maple syrup, incorporating it into baked goods. But this year, I decided to look at what you can turn the syrup into. And I've learned to make maple cream and those maple candies, you know, that sometimes come as a maple leaf or a little man.
Right.
And that turns out to be a dangerous new favorite of mine. Particularly maple cream. I could seriously eat a jar by myself.
What exactly is maple cream and why is it making you so crazy?
Maple cream is one of the things that you get if you boil your maple syrup beyond the syrup stage. So it's, and there's a continuum of these. If you boil maple syrup to a certain number of degrees above the boiling point and cool it, and stir it, you end up with maple cream. If you boil it to another point above its boiling point and let it sit and stir it, you end up with maple sugar. So maple cream is, think of creamy peanut butter. It would be about that consistency. And I have several jars of it in my kitchen now, and some of them are as creamy as custard. You know, you don't detect any graininess. Another jar has a fair amount of graininess and is more solid. So there's a range. And why do I love it? Because it's maple syrup to the nth degree. You know, you really can't put maple syrup on your morning toast because it would drip off onto your pants. But you can have this jar of maple cream on your table and just spread a little bit on your buttered toast and you get that essence of maple and that sweet hit that just starts your day right.
Mm. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Candace Page of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about maple beyond the syrup. I also see that granulated maple sugar, but again, I'm never sure how I'd use it. So any ideas with that?
If you make those little maple candies, the ones that are kind of honey-colored, and you grate them, you get granulated maple sugar. Doing it at an industrial scale is very complicated for engineering and chemical reasons that we probably don't want to get into. But using it, if you buy a jar of it, is very easy. Just use it to replace white sugar on your morning cereal. It's fabulous on oatmeal. And the great thing about granulated maple syrup, maple sugar, is that it's portable. So if you're visiting family on the West Coast, you are not going to haul a gallon can of maple syrup, or at least I'm not. But you can take a jar of granulated maple sugar and you give your family that Vermont memory without having to pay extra baggage costs.
You touched on it earlier. How difficult or easy is it to make these maple value-added products?
Well, you have to have a little bit of equipment. You can do it in your kitchen. And the sugar makers I talked to used to do it in their kitchens. Now they have very simple equipment to do it at a larger scale. You want to have a pot big enough that the syrup won't boil over, and you must have a candy thermometer because the trick is to bring the syrup to a precise temperature and then grab it off the stove and cool it because it's the temperature that will determine what you end up with. Will it be cream or will it be sugar? But the good thing is, in a way, it's foolproof because if it doesn't turn out, add some water, melt it back, and go back to syrup.
Did you actually get to make any of these products?
Yes. I went up to Westfield where Jake and Pauline Kuchar have a dairy farm, and they also do 7,500 taps every year. And they have a little store right on Route 100. And they make virtually all their own maple products. So we started with the big pots of maple syrup boiling on their stove, and then they pour it into a gizmo with beaters in it that stir and stir and stir until the clear maple syrup all of a sudden starts to turn opaque, and then you quickly pour it into jars. This is a two-person operation because once maple crystals start to form, they're like crystals. They want to get bigger and bigger and bigger, and if you're not careful, you end up with a block of sugar that you can't break with an axe. So the boiling and pre-prep takes a while, and then the actual creation of the maple cream takes about 4 minutes.
I guess I should ask about one of the other favorites that people enjoy at this time of year is sugar on snow. Can you explain how that differs from these products?
It differs only in this way. You boil your syrup to a different temperature. And the tricky thing is that you're looking for a precise number of degrees above the boiling point. What I didn't know is the boiling point of water changes from day to day. You know that if you go up a mountain, that the boiling point is going to drop because the pressure has dropped. Well, if a high pressure system moves into Vermont, the boiling point of water may be 210, but you still want to boil your syrup to the same number of degrees, which I'm sorry, I've forgotten, in order to have it go on to the snow and solidify enough that you can pull it off. So again, it's a precise process with some forgiveness in it, because if you boil it a little too long, it'll just be harder when you pour it on the snow. If you don't boil it long enough, it'll be maybe a little liquid. But again, it's all still syrup, and you can always scoop up the snow with the liquid and eat it.
I should have paid more attention to science in school. Candace Page writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. Candy, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you, Rick. It was great fun.